Now it's time for the Common Sense Broadcast with Roland Trujillo. Common sense is about how you can solve your problems in a moment of calm reflection. Common sense is straight talk about life's most important issues. And now your Common Sense host, Roland Trujillo.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to a program called Common Sense, and I'm your host. My name is Roland Trujillo, and here I am, after all these years, bringing you a message of what? Well, a message of repentance. Now, it's a very strange thing, but most people do not realize that they have a need for repentance. You see, we've all been mistaught. From the time we're little, we've been mistaught. Or we've been taught the right things, but in the wrong way. We've been taught to be prideful, to be arrogant. We've been taught to put on a show for other people, to impress them. And so they will look up to us and admire us and think we're great and powerful and wonderful. And if we don't know something, then we fake it. And not only that, we've been mistaught. And then sometimes we have parents when we were little children that taught us, that we were supposed to be humble and nice and respectful, but they forced it upon us. They forced us to respect them. Well, if anybody forces you, then they're not respectable. See, or they pressured you to be good or to be nice or something, but they pressured you in a cruel way, a mean way, a punishing way. And so it made you angry, it made you resentful. So you submitted resentfully, but that only builds pride, see? And then, because many authorities today are not very good authorities, because more and more authorities are false authorities, and because everywhere you go today, people are catering to egos. Catering to our egos. The advertisers, the entertainers, the music industry, the MTV, the Disney TV, all the movies, the drug makers, the drug manufacturers, the marijuana growers. They all are catering to your ego. You know, even have religions today, religious, false religions, or organized religions, or organized spiritual practices of one type or another that are catering to egos, to accept you just as you are and love you just as you are. And so we become, so two things happen. Either number one, we believe them when they tell us how wonderful and great we are, and when they serve us, we believe them, and then that puffs up our pride and makes us very big and very haughty. And of course you know that pride goes before the fall. Or, see, maybe we don't believe them. We see that they're false, but we become contemptuous. We become contemptuous of weak leaders, see. We become contemptuous of weak fathers and condescending teachers and the kind of leaders that are not very noble, see. So we become contemptuous of them. And so, at a very early age, and then we're given too much too soon. Too much too soon. We're given too many privileges, see, before it's time. Dating before it's time, sex before it's time. The cart before the horse. We're given accolades and praised and applauded before it's been earned, you see. And so we're built up way too soon. And it destroys some people, you know, like Elvis Presley. You saw how it destroyed him, see. Other people simply become contemptuous creatures. And so today you have many people that are smart alecks and contemptuous because of weak leaders. So all that I've said is to make the point that the last thing that any of us would ever think about is repentance. And yet, repentance is the very thing that is good for your soul. But in order for there to be real repentance, there has to be the real presence of truth. You have to be awakened, see, awakened to the presence of truth and the presence of love, see, which you can respect. There has to be something respectable there that you can respect and in whose presence you feel humble. I will be right back after this message.
The
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I'm talking about our need for repentance now. Can you see how other people, when they're wrong, how they subtly serve our sense of pride? See, a lot of women have a man or men in their life who are weak and who are contemptuous. See? And they can't help but loving their man, as the old song goes. But they're loving the weak man, the contemptuous man. See? But unfortunately, that builds a very subtle pride in her. It makes her prideful because she's superior to him. See, when he does bad things or naughty things, see, then he comes crawling back to her, and it makes her prideful. It builds a pride. It the opposite of humility. See, and so in relation to his wrong, she seems right. See. But in relation to real right, if there ever were a man, see, a noble man who was really right, see, because of his love of principle, see, I keep going back to the original movie Robin Hood. I don't know if you have ever seen it. If you haven't, you probably ought to. It's very good. It stars Errol Flynn and Olivia de Havilland. It's the original Robin Hood, not the remakes, but the original one. And there's the most wonderful scene. I always remember that scene as long as I live, because Robin Hood was a noble person. He had a noble heart, and he had courage and bravery. And the good king was gone from the country, and so the rotten sheriff of Nottingham and some of his colleagues were plotting to basically take over the country, and they were doing bad things. See, and so Robin Hood, see, it wasn't what he was doing is fighting the bad authorities, but he himself was noble, and courageous, and honorable. See, but he had a kind of thumbing his nose at authority attitude. You know, like Huckleberry Finn or Tom Sawyer. See, that's actually a proper attitude for a boy, in a sense, to have, to be, to thumb his nose at people who are condescending and who are, you know, not all that great. It's actually proper. If there's one place where a thumbing your nose at authority attitude is proper, well, that might be it. So America used to be that kind of a country where it was a country built for the little guy, for the average person. But that's another story. But what I'm trying to say is that finally he was contemptuous of these bad authorities, the sheriff of Nottingham and some of those others. He was contemptuous of them, see, and he fought them. But all of a sudden, the good king came back. The good king had been out of the country, and he came back, and the good king wanted to see what was going on, so he disguised himself as, I think, a monk. And the good king was going around, and he heard about Robin Hood and the good things that Robin Hood was doing, and finally the good king came and met Robin Hood. And the good king took the hood from his head and the monkish clothing off, and underneath he had on his regal kingly attire. And when he did that, Robin Hood recognized him as the king, and Robin Hood went down on one knee and said, "My lord." And it was the most beautiful thing to see this noble, noble man, Robin Hood, this great, courageous man, yet humble before the good king. You see what I mean? Likewise, there's a very beautiful painting of George Washington on his knees You've seen it. He's in a meadow all by himself. He has on his boots and his uniform, and there's this noble human on his knees before God all by himself. It's the most wonderful thing. So you see, the good noble man is humble before the Creator, before a good authority, but he's not humble at all before bad authorities. You see what I mean? So the point I'm getting at is that if the lady, if she ever encountered a really, really noble person, noble because of his humility, because of his honor, because of his principle, because he makes principle more important than anything, even her, see? Then all of a sudden she meets someone that she can respect. She can respect him. See what I mean? That would be a wonderful thing. And that's the way our fathers are supposed to be. And there are some ladies who had a noble father. Perhaps he had feet of clay and he wasn't perfect, but yet he was principled and noble and honorable. And those ladies are very lucky, because it's good for their soul. It keeps something in them innocent and good, and not brittle and hard, see, and evil and wicked. But as I said, there are a lot of not so good authorities around nowadays. So who is there to be humble before? Well, what we can do is a couple of things. Number one, we can not hate other people and not judge them, not have contempt for them. See that they're wrong. Yes, see that they're weak. See that they're naughty. See that they're misguided. Yes. And have respect for them? No. But not hate them. See? Not judge them. See what I mean? So we can do that. And if we have a searching soul that loves truth, then we can honor truth wherever we find it, whether it be in the innocent eyes of a little child, whether it be in the innocent words blurted out of a little child, or whether it's in somebody decent and noble. See? Whoever it might be in, when we hear that truth and we honor it. You see what I mean? And if we are really searching, then one day our searching, if we're blessed, we will, all of a sudden, God will begin to bring light into our darkness. And as the presence of God draws near within, wordlessly, silently, then we feel ourselves being humbled. See, all of a sudden one day, there you are, you're yelling at your wife, or you're hating your husband, or you're being impatient with your child. See? Or you're yelling a bad word at somebody in front of you that's driving too slowly. See? And all of a sudden, you become aware that of your wrong, and you feel bad. You feel sad and you feel bad to see your own wrong. And at that moment, the truth is dawning, you see. And if you could be still and just bear the pain of seeing your own wrong, not try to make yourself right, not try to put on a show, not reach for a distraction, but just bear the pain of it, then at that moment your soul is actually being humbled before God. It's the most wonderful thing. You may get a little taste of such a thing. You may get a little taste of it, perhaps, if you see a movie, a very nice movie, where something very noble happens, and you find tears coming down your cheeks because of the beauty of it, the sweetness of it. See, or you see little children, you hear them singing, or some sweet little thing that the child does, and you're moved, and you have a little tear coming down your cheek because of the sheer beauty. See, the sheer beauty of their innocence or their goodness. Or if you see a very noble person, you're watching a movie on one of these shows on television, and you see a person do a very noble thing, and you have a tear in your eye because it's so beautiful. The courageous one person rushing to rescue another, for example, is the most beautiful thing. It's the most wonderful and beautiful thing. And so you're moved. Well, that's a little taste of what repentance is like. See, it's a sweet, it's a sad glad. It's a sweet thing. But what you need to do is to go all the way to go all the way in humility before your Creator, and then your problems will be over.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland Trujillo. The program, Common Sense. And I'm with you Tuesday and Thursday morning from 5:30 to 6. And I talk about spirituality, about religion, about life. I talk about it from, in a way that you can actually see that what I'm saying. See, instead of just talking about them, I've come from that dimension. See, instead of just talk, instead of just words, the words are coming, are put together by that dimension, so you can actually sense. You can actually be awakened to the truth. It's the most beautiful thing. Now, what attitude would one have were one awakened to reality, to truth? Well, of course, you might be surprised, you might be shocked, see, to see the truth. You know, it's like waking up the morning after the night before and saying, oh my goodness. See, it's like a wake-up call, right? But were you to come in the presence of truth, what would it be? What attitude would you have toward this truth? Let's say it was truth from God. Let's say God sent His light within your soul, and His light shone, and in the light of truth you saw something or realized something. Well, what would the soul's attitude be? A soul that is inclined toward the good and loves the good. Well, it would be. It would be what? It would be respectful, that perhaps joy, if it's a beautiful thing that one sees, perhaps sadness, if one sees something wrong about oneself, see? But it would definitely be humble, it would be reverential, see? It would be chastening, and it would be calming. You see what I mean? In the presence of that good authority, that inner authority from God. And then also there would be afterwards, gratitude. See? You know, recently I heard on the shortwave radio, and then I looked it up on the internet, a Dr. Imura from Japan, a Dr. Imura that would speak words or pray or have thoughts over water, and then freeze the water, and then look at the water crystals. And he found that different attitudes and different words had effect upon the shape of the water crystals. Well, but the one that he said was the most had the most effect was were the words love and gratitude. And I thought about that, and it made me to realize just how important gratitude is. See how important gratitude is. So I began talking about repentance. Now I want to talk about gratitude. And so you see, when we live in a society where we don't feel very grateful. Things are handed to us on a silver platter. Things are given to us anonymously. You know, you get your welfare check or different help from the government or student loans or this or that. It's all kind of administrative and so on. And there's not a lot of sense of gratitude over it. And we're not reminded of God, of where life comes from and where the good comes from and blessings come from, that they come from God. So we're not very, we don't have an attitude of gratitude. When gratitude is awakened in you, it's a very beautiful thing, and it's good for the soul. So repentance is the main thing that you need, and then gratitude is also very wonderful. I was going to talk about gratitude today. I ended up talking about repentance instead. I think I've made my point, haven't I? So can you see how anything that builds your pride, that builds your pride and comes to your rescue and comforts you in your wrong and supports you and justifies you, see? Can you see how that keeps you from repenting? Can you see how other people's wrong, if you judge them, or you hate them, or you resent them, see? That keeps you it builds your pride, puffs you up, and makes you feel self-righteous, and takes away repentance, see, and takes away a humble attitude. So can you see how weak authorities? So can you see how all these things are bad for your soul? Other people's wrongs when you judge them, other people's shallowness that tempts you to be contemptuous. See, everywhere people are talking about the truth and about religion, about spirituality, and about all these things, they talk about them with lots of words, and they're very clever, see? But their shallowness and their own wrongness tempts you to be contemptuous, see? It tempts you to be contemptuous. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I say that it's not good. So may I recommend that you get the little meditation that we have at our website and perhaps give it a try, see if you cannot become still, and reestablish contact with your inner ground of good from God, with that inner light. It'd be the most wonderful thing. See? That's what I would like to recommend to you. And then, see, you can't force yourself to be repentant. Look, especially when people around you are wrong, or they're phony, or they're shallow, or they don't know what they're talking about, or they're confusing, see? Or you just see that they're not, they don't know, they really don't know, see? You can't really be respectful of them, see? But if you could find something that is truly respectful, see? Which, for example, our Creator is respectful, and His truth is respectful. His truth is truth, see? And His love is love. And His firmness is firmness, see? And His mercy and His love are something definitely worthy of awe, of wonder, of respect, and in whose presence we see our own wrong, and He doesn't hate us. See? He sees our wrong, and He doesn't hate us for it, but He just wants us to see so that we might, well, so that we might be sorry, and then stop doing the wrong, and then be better. See? So when you see that kind of an attitude, that kind of a person, see? Then, for once in your life, you can be respectful, see? And feel humble, see, before something that is really good and really respectful. So, I recommend that you get the meditation that we have. You can listen to it, you can download it. It's an introductory version, it's quite good. It teaches you how to become still before this inner light of truth. See, most of us are lost in our thoughts. And incidentally, your thoughts cater to you. Thoughts are always thoughts of what? Thoughts of sex, or thoughts of violence, thoughts of glory, or thoughts of revenge. See, you're dreaming of the past. See, you're scheming and planning for the future. Always they support your pride, don't they? They always support your pride if you look very carefully. So if your thoughts approach your soul and support your pride, then perhaps those thoughts are not really your friend. They may not even be your thoughts. In fact, they aren't your thoughts, but you think they're your thoughts. You've always agreed with them. You've always used them to float away on a dream boat and fantasize and daydream. But now you must see what they are. They're empty. They're useless for the most part. They're lower types of thoughts. And they cater to your pride. See? They want to keep you contemptuous. They want to keep you confused. They want to keep you angry and resentful. They want to keep you prideful and puffed up. See, because that way you are weak. That way you need the wrong, and that way you won't stand back and in the light of truth expose the wrong and see it for what it is. Okay? All right. So perhaps next time I will make another program about gratitude. But for now, we'll keep it simple, and we will talk instead about repentance and the good that a humble attitude it has, how good that is for the soul. Okay? All right. So, please go to the website commonsensecounseling.org. It's quite good. And incidentally, this is a labor of love for me. I buy the airtime from the station. Some people have helped me, and a lot of people don't. But what I have is free. Free. Please take advantage of it. This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Please remember, the program is listener supported, so if you can help me, that would be wonderful. That way I can help other people. And please remember, the program is here every Tuesday and Thursday from 5:30 to 6 in the morning. Of course, you can listen to some of my previous programs at our website. There you can read articles or order our newsletter or listen to the meditation. There's many wonderful things that you can benefit from at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Until next time, Lord willing and the creek don't rise. See you then. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Common Sense Broadcast with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to the Common Sense Broadcast anytime by logging into www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information. You can also order materials or make a donation using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's RolandTrujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.